the direction of the budget.
Hello? Well, have you got that budget balanced yet? You can't balance it, eh? All right, call up the brewery and borrow two horses for the city. I'll run a sweepstake. No, two horses. You can't run a sweepstake in a one-horse town.
The bank won't lend you a dime until the budget is balanced.
I know it. An official of the bank is on his way over here now. Bedlam Bill has got to have more money. Why, last night I had to ride to the Beaux-Arts ball on a bicycle.
Oh, good heavens, that must be the bank.
I'll give him a little high-pressure salesmanship. Quick, get off my lap. Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I just thought I...
Well, are you the gentleman who's going to let the city have some money?
Yes, sir. I thought I'd look in and say hello. Hello.
And a blustering hello to you, my promoter of municipal wheels.
I don't think you remember me. My name is John...
Well, I'm no showgirl, but I never forget a John, my friend.
Yeah. My last name...
Never mind your last name. John means Jack, and that's enough for me. Come on, John. I'll show you through the city hall.
Well, I guess you're too busy.
Hey, you've come here to give us some money, haven't you?
Yes, but...
Then you have a perfect right to know how it's spent. Come along with me.
My, but this is awfully nice of you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I'm just a servant of the public. Now, in this department in here...
What's this?
This is the dog-catching department. We've merged it with the Bureau of Parks and Trees.
Oh, that ought to save a lot of trouble.
Oh, yes. Simplifies everything. Get the idea?
Yeah.
Now, across the hall here is the training school for the Bedlam Fire Brigade.
Oh, the brave fire laddies, eh?
Say, I think the chief is conducting the class himself today. We'll just... peek in.
Well, Chief, what's the program going to be today?
Oh, the program's going to be different, Graham. No!
Was that the fire chief?
Yes, he's on the radio nights. Makes a little extra money that way.
What's going on in there, Mary Ellen?
Well, that's our Department of Water Works. I can't imagine what those girls are doing in there. Let's go in.
My goodness, they're swimming in that reservoir.
Why, I'll get to the bottom of this. Hey, Superintendent.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Why are these girls bathing in the city's drinking water?
Those are the chorus girls from the Folly.
Chorus girls? The city isn't running a pool for retired bathing beauties.
No, the girls are okay. It's the water. The health department says to put chlorines in the drinking water.
Not chlorines, you idiot. Chlorine, the chemical.
Oh, all right. But how's a guy going to have any fun with a chemical?
Let's go, John.
You know, I think he's right about that, Mr. Allen.
Say, if he wasn't my nephew, I'd fire him. Now in here we have the rogues gallery.
Hold still, Maggie.
Okay, copper. How's my profile?
Gee, she's having her picture taken.
Yeah, she's an old offender.
Yeah, Maggie, look at the bitey.
Say, copper, take your picture smiling, will you? Maybe I'll win the Itana Smile Contest. Gee, I get a free trip to the World's Fair.
Never mind winning the Itana Contest. You've won 6 months and you're getting a free trip up the river, ain't you? Oh, hiya there, Mayor.
Hello, Uncle Mac. Come on, John.
Why, you've got a lot of relatives working here, haven't you?
27 working, 43 on the payroll, and 7 standing by. Now, here's a new department I've just installed. It's a little invention of my own.
My goodness, a municipal ostrich.
Yes, sir. Minnie, the ostrich doesn't cost the city a cent.
Do you sell her feathers to fan dancers?
In season, yes. But I use her mostly for construction work.
Oh my. Is she a mason?
Practically. See, I feed her cement, and then she lays the city's cornerstones. I'll show you how it works. Come on, Minnie, an audition. The gentleman. There you are. You see, she saves me a lot of trouble. Also, special work for roundhouses.
I couldn't have said that one was a square one, wasn't it?
Well, every city employee's a square shooter here, John. Now, In here, we keep the budget director.
Red ink! Red ink! Boy, more red ink!
Here, here. Never mind any more red ink, Uncle Joner. The city's financial troubles are over. John here is ready with his money.
Well, I...
We'll need $40 million to sneak through.
Why, a drop in the bucket, eh, John? Your bank?
Bank? I haven't any bank. I just came to pay $2 for my dog fight.
What? Red ink! Red ink!
Red ink!
Red ink!
Red ink!
Red ink!
Theodore Webb and the Salopatica Singers. March of the Musketeers.
Yes, hello. Yes, certainly the mayor performs marriage ceremonies. Oh, that's wonderful. I'll tell him right away. Oh, Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen.
What is it, Miss Tag?
The Marriage License Bureau called up. There's a couple wants to get married.
What am I supposed to do, bring a fourth for a double wedding?
No, this couple wants you to marry them.
Me? Well, somebody's got faith in my administration. This is the first couple to get married since my election. I'll give them a big send-off. I'll declare a half holiday.
It's a great break for you, all right.
Why, we'll have a parade led by the Department of Street Cleaning in full regal uniform. Telegraph Washington. Maybe the president will press a button.
What kind of a button?
Any kind of a button. Telephone the undertaker. Get me that pallbearer silk hat again, if you will.
Hello? Yes, yes, it's true. Mayor Allen's going to marry them himself.
What's the name of the couple?
Abner Sickle and Susie Crunch.
Fine. Send them a police escort without the patrol wagon. Get the fireman's band. Notify all the newspapers. Give them a copy of the following speech. Ready?
Shoot.
Fellow citizens, this is a moment that will go down in the history of
Buddy, what's the parade for?
There's a couple getting married.
Why? What's he?
Let your eyes and all shoes hear, rice and all shoes. You couldn't enjoy the wedding without rice and all shoes. Rice and all shoes, you gotta...
Quiet, please. Have it quiet. As chairman of this auspicious occasion, and as first deputy commissioner of schools, it is my duty... and my pleasure to present our own silver-tongued yokel boy, that Kerensky of Bedlamville, Mayor Red Allen.
Thank you, Uncle Jake. Thank you. Fellow citizens, this couple setting forth on the stormy sea of matrimony without a rudder symbolizes the new faith in my administration. Before we proceed with the marriage ceremony, let's hear a word from Helen Scribble, the girl who made this possible, the city clerk who issued the marriage license.
Well, I was in the office putting a patch in the mayor's military trousers for decoration day when out of a clear sky, in walks Abner Sickle and says, "Hey, Helen, give me a marriage license. I'm going to marry Susie Crunch." God dang it. Anyway, wish was me.
Thank you, Helen. Now I know you'll be glad to hear from the bride's father, this gentleman with the shotgun. Isopar Crunch.
Thank you, folks. This is the happiest moment of my life. If I'd have known I was going to be called on, I'd have worn a shirt.
Thank you. Thank you, Isopar. Even without your shirt, we can see your heart's in the right place. And now the hook and ladder troubadours, accompanied by the hose cart singers, will escort the bride and groom down the aisle. Okay, Chief. Here, Chief. No, the wedding march.
We don't know the wedding march.
Well, all right, extemporize something, but play it slower.
The bride's got her old man's shoes on.
And now Abner Sickle, the groom.
Oh, pipe down. Come on, get it over with. I got some bowing to do for a dog.
Why, Abner, on your wedding day, let the hired man do it.
Abner, wouldn't you like to say a few words?
Yeah, I'd like to say plenty, by gosh and by Jiminy.
Just tell the folks how you came to propose to Susie.
Propose my eye. I'm just paying off my election bill.
Oh, Abner.
Say, Susie, you're certainly looking swell.
Oh, Mayor, I bet you say that to every girl you marry.
Why don't you kiss the bride, Mayor?
Well, well, she's not the bride quite yet. But a little executive osculation might pep things up a little, don't you think? Here goes. Fuck her up, Susie.
Oh, Mayor.
Well. There you are, Susie. Abner can take it up from there.
Say, hurry up, Mayor.
Wait a minute, Pappy. I've changed my mind. I ain't gonna marry Abner.
Well, that's okay with me, by gum and by cricket.
Susie, you're crazy.
Come on, let's have
a wet, Susie. What's the idea? What's the idea of changing your mind like this?
Well, it was your kiss, done it.
Oh.
Abner ain't never kissed me like that.
It's the gable in me.
Yes, sir. I want to marry the romantic type like you or nothing.
Well, Mayor, looks like you're elected again.
Now, here,
my constituents. Wait a minute.
Oh, Mayor.
No. This is treason.
On with the wedding, Mayor. My shotgun double barrel. And remember, it only took one barrel to get Abner down here.
I get it. You, Susie Crunch, take me, the mayor of Bedlamville, to be your...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, while Fred Allen resigns his position as mayor of Bedlamville...
...is sporting a rumble seat. And this postcard advertising, Be Kind to Postman Week, comes from Mr. Theodore Sefton at Woodhaven, New York. Mr. Sefton says, quote, our driveway is so narrow and our car so wide that sometimes when we come home late at night and get wedged in between the two houses, I don't know what to do. Should I rent another garage, get a smaller car, or move the houses farther apart, unquote. Hundreds of home and car owners are faced with the same problem, Mr. Sefton, and I have been working on it for some weeks. I have invented a bungalow with casters on it, which is working out pretty well in some neighborhoods. When you come home, all you have to do is wheel your neighbor's house out into the middle of the street. Drive in, put up your car, and go to bed. When your neighbor wakes up in the morning and finds people waiting for the bus on his front veranda, and eastbound traffic running through his kitchen, he's sure to enjoy a good laugh. The new streamlined cars are gaining favor, Mr. Sefton. If you soap the fenders, you can generally slip into your garage and have enough lather left over to shave in the morning. But if you're not interested in either the sliding bungalow or the streamlined model, how about leaving the car wedged in the next time you're stuck and calling the finance company? They will not only show you how to get your car out from between the houses, but they will get your car out of the neighborhood for you in no time. Get it? Mr. Sefton? If you do have a question jacked up in your minds, ladies and gentlemen, why not take it out of Dead Story and send it to me on a postcard? And I shall be happy to work it out for you, even as I have worked Mr. Sefton's car out tonight. This is Fred Allen saying good, spelled Ipana, night, spelled Sal Hepatica. And don't forget, next Wednesday night, the Hour of Smiles brings you comedy. Drama.
Ain't a fit night out for man or beast, Ma.
Come in here, then. You all go out and mail that letter.
Weather reports.
Thursday, hail. Friday, hail. Saturday, the gang's all here.
Stock market advice.
Hold American hammock for a sharp upswing.
And music.
Before saying goodnight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to congratulate station WLW Cincinnati. In only a few moments, WLW will begin to broadcast with 500,000, a half million watts, will become the most powerful broadcasting station in the world. More than ever, the nation's station. Now, good night until next Wednesday. Good night, and keep smiling.
Thank you. National Broadcasting Company.